Welcome to your daily devotional. If my people. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 in verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. This verse is absolutely loaded with Bible truth and application. The Lord Himself gave these conditional promises to Israel through Solomon, but we can apply them nationally and individually. If my people who are called by my name can be understood by way of application as the nation of Israel, or as any nation that historically identifies as Christian, like the United States, as long as the nation continues to exist, that nation can experience national revival. We know from Scripture that one day Israel will experience a full national revival at the second coming of her Messiah and the onset of the millennial kingdom. If national revival is going to happen here in the USA, it will be because faithful Christians are about God's business, soul winning. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The presence of Christians preserves the nation. But without zeal, their influence will not avail much. There are those who are called by God's name, professing Christians in need of repentance unto salvation. Then there are those who need to confess some sin and get right with God, because though they are true believers, they are in need of some sanctification. Wretched sinners are we all, and the best of us fall short and need to be praying for and receiving forgiveness and healing each day. Three things for man to do that we find in our verse. Number one, humble themselves. Worship God first, ahead of self. Number two, pray and seek God's face. That is, pursue God's heart and wisdom. Number three, turn from their wicked ways. Repent. Three things that God will do if man does his part. First, hear from heaven. Answer those prayers in accord with His will. Second, forgive their sin, bringing absolution and freedom from guilt and shame. And third, heal their land. That is, bring spiritual cleansing.